Poetry on the Radio.
Today, Steffi Linton.
Running late. I'd rather sit in his sadness than my own. This afternoon, I do. He shares it with me, just as he shares his Mexican rice leftovers. I'm lost for a moment, thinking about how I've been left over and over. We sit in the sun, in his garden, in his sadness, long enough that my shoulders redden, rosy patches interspersed with bright white stripes where fabric protected flesh, long enough that the last grains of rice attach firmly to our bowls, dry and hard. When we go back inside, we fill the bowls with water, kiss in the kitchen. His skin is hot under my fingers. Being this close to another being, I wish it meant more. I wish it meant anything. Afterwards, there's only my sadness. Even though I walk out the door, it's he who's left me again. And now I'm running late into endless worries. At least they'll never leave.
If many is but is than me.
A few months ago, I was drying my hands in a public toilet, and when I looked up, I saw the words, "I'm running late into endless worries," on a poster on the wall in front of me. I felt quite thrown as I contemplated this immediately relatable sentence. When I looked more closely, I realized that this was a Beyond Blue poster, and above those words was written, "Anxiety turns thoughts like," which changed the meaning entirely to something much less thought-provoking. I couldn't forget my initial reading, though, and the seed of a poem was sown, eventually growing into Running Late, which explores, among other things, the futility of trying to escape ourselves by holding on to others. Whatever we do, however late we arrive, our worries will be there waiting for us.
La tus gone dilie pea.
Running Late. I'd rather sit in his sadness than my own. This afternoon, I do. He shares it with me, just as I share his Mexican rice leftovers. I'm lost for a moment, thinking about how I've been left over and over. We sit in the sun, in his garden, in his sadness, long enough that my shoulders redden, rosy patches interspersed with bright white stripes where fabric protected flesh, long enough that the last grains of rice attach firmly to our bowls, dry and hard. When we go back inside, we fill the bowls with water, kiss in the kitchen. His skin is hot under my fingers. Being this close to another being, I wish it meant more. I wish it meant anything. Afterwards, there's only my sadness. Even though I walk out the door, it's he who's left me again. And now I'm running late into endless worries. At least they'll never leave.
Today we heard Steffi Linton.
On Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.